Better's Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
There are stars in the southern sky, southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Seven bridges roll. Now I have loved you.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
In the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the day, painted with a scar. And the more I...
Ten minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a lot on
Rough the Riders line. Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigson.
Coming off a 7-3 loss last night, the Frisco Rough Riders meet for Game 2 with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Arvest Ballpark for the second game of this six-game series between the Kansas City Royals affiliate and the Texas Rangers affiliate at the AA level. My name is Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Today, the Rough Riders turn to Josh Steven, the 23-year-old on the mound. He is a 6'3", 185-pound right-hander native of DeSoto, Texas. Went to South Grand Prairie High School in the DFW area. And today, he makes his season debut with the Rough Riders. Last year, a 2-5 record, a 4.94 ERA in 12 appearances, 11 starts. Before a UCL strain ended his season prematurely, he looks to have a strong season debut against one of the best lineups in all of minor league baseball. His mound opponent today, Hunter Owen, the 23-year-old as well, 6'6", 261 pounds, native of Portland, Maine. He went to Vanderbilt and was part of that great pitching staff that featured Jack Leiter and Kamar Rocker. He was in the bullpen at the time. He ended up transitioning into a starting role later on in his career and was drafted in the fourth round in 2023 having his time at Vanderbilt. So he makes his AA debut today. Last year with Quad Cities at the high A level, 6-7, a 4.24 earned run average, just 80 strikeouts in 102 innings of work to 32 walks. But today he starts for the first time in AA. Yesterday we got a chance to catch up with Cam Cauley, Rough Riders infielder, and we sat down with him for our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. And we will get you part two of that interview today. This is the Cacique Pregame Show. Cam Cauley joins us next on the Riders Baseball Network, brought to you by HEB.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home, and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
The Dallas Wings have the number one pick in the WNBA draft, and there's no better place to celebrate after their selection than at Riders Field. Join us for Dallas Wings Night on April 18th when the Rough Riders take on the Arizona Diamondbacks-affiliated Amarillo Sod Poodles. Celebrate their wings with a special ticket offer. Get a co-branded shooting sleeve and a co-branded sweatbands pack for just a $15 add-on to your ticket. Get your tickets for April 18th at 7:05 by going to ridersbaseball.com or calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Yesterday, for our Andrews Distributing pregame interview, we got a chance to catch up with Cam Colley, Rough Riders infielder. Let's get you part two of that interview now.
Talking about the mentality that your dad has instilled in you and your mom as well. When you look at yourself now versus high school player, where is the biggest difference that you see?
Probably how I handle failure and adversity. I mean, 2 years ago, if I would have started off 0-for-4 like I did opening night, I would have never looked at the good things of it. It's like I did everything good. I had good at-bats, saw a lot of pitches. Umpire made an iffy call in the first one, but like flush it. It's like in my opinion, like I won the AB. I don't care what the result was. I stuck to my approach, and it just didn't go my way. And that's just like understanding the process over results. That in high school it was all about I better get 3 hits a game because I was the best player on the team, best player in the area. So it's like I have to show out. I can't not do good. But here, everybody else was me in high school. So it's like, understand you're going to fail. If you do, you can do everything right and still fail. And I'm starting to understand that. I still need to work on it for sure. I mean, of course, I want to go out there and have 5 hits a game, but it's not going to happen. I need to walk, lay a butt down, or something. So that's just improving on how I handle stuff when it doesn't go my way.
Growing up with your dad being your coach, do you feel like that was added pressure on you? And how was that relationship when he was your coach?
I mean, for sure. As a freshman, I mean, I started and it was a little daddy ball this, daddy ball that. But after like 4 games, that was no one said anything again. So I kind of always had to prove myself just because, I mean, they say I was given things, but I had to prove how good I was. And I would say that I don't think it bothered me ever, though. It never really bothered me. I kind of liked it. I always put a little chip on my shoulder, so I kind of like that. I kind of like when people don't believe in me, because it's like, okay, well, I get to prove you wrong, but also prove myself right. But that's not something that can stick forever. You can't just try to prove people wrong your whole entire life. You got to make yourself happy too. So of course, it motivates me a little bit when someone doubts me, but I try to just prove myself right.
Joined by Cam Colley here on the pregame show. You mentioned your love for baseball early. Well, it was football as well for you in high school. A very accomplished receiver on the football field, and Texas high school football speaks for itself in terms of its passion. Why football? Why were you so drawn to the game?
I just loved it. I mean, it probably started with NCAA football with my two brothers, Matthew and Tyler. I mean, I would play them all the time, and they would just whoop me, and I would get so mad. My dad would beat me because my dad was a defensive coordinator also, so he knew exactly what I was doing, and I could never beat him. But I just, like, I love that you waited all week to play on that Friday night. And in Texas, everybody loves Friday night football. And, dude, I loved football. I loved everything. I loved scoring touchdowns. I didn't do much hitting. I did a lot of juking and getting out of the way of tackles because I knew baseball was my thing. But football is fun. It took me to a different side of myself. I was a little bit more, like, I am scrappy, but I got a little bit more scrappy in football and aggressive, which it helps in baseball because my high school baseball coach, David Denny, would always say, like, you can tell a guy that plays football and a guy that only plays baseball. They just, like, are a little grittier and stuff like that, so I took pride in that.
What was your favorite football memory that you had in high school?
I'll do, like, a team memory and a personal memory. A team memory is when we went, like, we lost our first game of the year, and then we didn't lose a game all the way until like we got knocked out of playoffs. So being on a winning team like that was fun. And then, like, favorite, I scored, like, I had 5 receiving touchdowns in a game, which was, I had like 10 catches, 220 something yards with 5 TDs. And it was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah. Texas Tech was where you committed to. You told a great story the other day about your actual committal to Texas Tech. What really stood out to you about that process, and what was that like actually committing on the spot?
Yeah. It was really like Tadlock. That was the only coach I really talked to, and I just fell in love with him. I mean, he has a good reputation of developing infielders, Josh Jung, and a whole bunch of other guys that have been there. And I just like loved everything about it. They were, at the time, they were really good. They were making it to Omaha almost every other year. And I just loved it there. I mean, I was committed to another school at one point, a hometown school in Houston. And something happened where a coach left that I had really a lot of trust in, and I decided to open it up again. And I found Tadlock, and he found me, and then it just clicked. My family liked him too. And it was going to be fun if I went there.
Awesome. Well, we're happy to have you here with the Riders, Cam. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck today.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back on the Cacique Pregame Show.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. And a hair!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the lazy river for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders and Naturals almost set to get underway for Game 2 of this series. Welcome back to the Cacique Pregame Show. It's time for InTouch Credit Union starting lineups. First for the Frisco Rough Riders at 2-2 on the season, as announced by Carlos Cardoza. Cam Colley leads it off for the first time this season at shortstop. Then it's Alejandro Osuna in center field. And Sebastian Walcott, the designated hitter today, batting third. Abimelech Ortiz is the first baseman hitting fourth. Josh Hatcher in right field. And Cabo Rodriguez is the third baseman. And Franger Chavez at second. Luis Mieses in left. And Ian Mahler is the catcher today for the Rough Riders. Get you the rest of the starting lineups and first pitch when we come back. Rough Riders and Naturals Game 2 coming up next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome in summer this May with 16 games at Riders Field. The Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsor travel to take on the Rough Riders Tuesday, April 29th through Sunday, May 4th. Then, come out for the season's largest homestand, May 13th through May 25th, against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks and Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. For tickets, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the seating bowl. The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field. Torres at the wall, and a hit!
High drive to right. We are tied!
Deep to left, and gone!
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him! Looking, he watches it fly!
He got him!
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has!
Slides and makes the catch!
It is in time to get him!
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single!
It's gone!
Riders win it! Riders win! The game is over! Oh, baby, what a night!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bickley.
Rough Riders look to get back on their winning ways tonight. It's game two of the six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals from Springdale. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Arvest Ballpark. I'm Zach Bickley. Very happy to have you. Today, the Rough Riders, in their fifth game of the season, come in at 2-2, while Northwest Arkansas at 4-0, one of the best offenses in all of minor league baseball, entering into today's game. It's a good matchup pitted between two of the most talented teams in the Texas League. Cam Cauley in from the right side and set to get things underway on this beautiful day for baseball. Cauley, Osuna, and Walcott, the top three in the Rough Riders order tonight, against the left-hander Hunter Owen. Looks over the top of his glove into his windup, and the first pitch of the ball game is just high. We're underway. 7:05 p.m., right on time. 69 degrees, our first pitch temperature. Sun shining up above with 7-mile-an-hour winds out to center. 1-0 pitch. Inside, it's two balls and no strikes on Cauley, the shortstop today. Defensively for the Rough Riders, with Sebastian Walcott designated hitting today. Owen into his wind. Third base side of the rubber, he pitches. Fits it low, and it's three balls and no strikes on Cauley to begin the game. Hunter Owen, a tall left-handed pitcher, 6'6", 263 pounds, the 3-0. High for ball four, a four-pitch free pass for Cam Cauley. Cauley worked a walk yesterday on board to start things, and that's something the Rough Riders have done really well this season, a 471 on base percentage by leadoff hitters this year. That's not only leadoff hitters in the top of the first, but leading off any inning. So now it's the man who has led off previously. It's Alejandro Osuna, the pitch. High, one ball, no strikes. Five consecutive out of the zone to start the game for Hunter Owen. Osuna had hit leadoff in the order for the Rough Riders in every game prior to this one. He's batting second today. 1-0, Cauley takes off, curveball in the dirt. Jensen can't find a handle, and Cauley dives in without a throw. Already his third steal this year. The Riders came into this one, seven steals, second in the Texas League behind Arkansas, who's 11-for-11 to start the season. And Cauley, who has had over 100 steals already in his minor league career, is aboard at second base in scoring position for Osuna. Two balls and no strikes. Six consecutive out of the zone for Owen to begin the game, and Jensen, his catcher, calls for time. Today, the Rough Riders with gray tops and bottoms, red double R ball cap. It's the Frisco script across the chest for the Rough Riders in red. Red numbers and names on the back. Stretched by the left-hander with the glove at the belt to the pitch. Fastball, middle for a strike. He's back in it at 2-1. The Naturals with their home white tops and bottoms. Naturals in a slight curved script across the chest. It's navy ball caps with a gold brim and that Northwest Arkansas N on the forehead. 2-1. Again, down the middle. Another fastball. And it's two balls and two strikes. Infield slightly to pole against the left-handed batting Osuna. Slow start of the season for him, just 2-for-17. Colley takes off for third. The pitch is fisted foul out of play down the left side. Colley got a great jump, but he has to go back into second. Rough Riders yesterday falling by a score of 7-3 in the opener. It was unfortunately never really that close. The Riders fell behind 7-0 in the fifth inning and scored three runs late in the eighth. 2-2 on Osuna. Owen pitches. Breaking ball tagged in the air out to deep center field. Hernandez racing back. He's in the alley. He makes the catch in right center. Colley tags, moves up to third, and it's a productive out for Alejandro Osuna. Appeared to have hit it harder than he actually did. It was a curveball right in the middle of the zone, and he hit it well. Hernandez covers some pretty good ground out there in center, but it was a routine play. So the Riders have a runner at third, and the infield comes in with Sebastian Wolcott batting, who went 1-for-5 yesterday. He's had at least one hit in every game so far. The pitch. He fouls it away to the right side. It's 0-1. Wolcott, the designated hitter tonight, as he was on Sunday. The left-hander Owen towering on the mound, ready from the stretch with his left toe barely touching the third base side of the rubber. He pitches. Wolcott watches a fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. So that's the changeup from Hunter Owen, and it's 0-2. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. Four-pitch mix for Owen. His double-A debut today after spending the entirety of his career in high-A before this. The pitch is fouled back. And it's still no balls and two strikes with one out in the top of the first, no score. 6-7 last year with Quad Cities at the high-A level. A 4-2-4. Earned run average. Owen readies from the stretch. He brings it. Down in the dirt. What a block by Jensen. It was spiked about 3 feet out in front of home. Jensen was able to keep it in front to save a run. Colley's electric speed at third base. Owen, a left-handed pitcher. The first left-handed starter the Rough Riders have seen this year. They'd face the fewest at-bats against left-handed pitching this year in the entirety of the Texas League coming into this one. 1-2. Curveball, swing and a miss. Wolcott down to a knee, fishing. He strikes out. A two down and Abimelech Ortiz bats now. The Riders had just had 9 at-bats against left-handed pitching coming into today. They were 3-for-9. So that's good. But not very big sample size. Left on left here with Abby. First pitch. Fisted in the air in a shallow center field. Pineda, the shortstop, racing back. Hernandez coming in from center. He makes the catch. And the Riders get a man to third but fail to score him in the first. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Rough Riders and Naturals. 0-0. Josh Steven to the hill next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about a sound. For only $60 a month.
This isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Astound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Astound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Astound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEV Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Steven takes the mound for the first time this season for the Frisco Rough Riders in the bottom half of the first inning. Gavin Cross, Carter Jensen, Jack Caglione, the three to face him in the first inning. This is a very formidable lineup for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, and they've proved it so far this year. First pitch. Just off the outside corner away, and it's one ball and no strikes from Steven. Cross went 1-for-4 yesterday with a walk and a run scored. He's hitting .316 through four games this year. The pitch is drilled to right center field. Hatcher racing back, turning and looking, and it's off the facing of the wall. Osuna plays it from center as it caroms back that way, but Gavin Cross has a double, a second pitch at the bottom of the first inning. There's a fastball right in the middle of the plate. And Cross turned it around and hit it hard. Carter Jensen bats now, the catcher. A lot of loud contact in the first couple games of this series, including that one tonight. Steven from the stretch now. First base side of the rubber. Turns, looks back at second, and delivers. Misses down low. One ball and no strikes. Steven pitching in technically his third year with the Rough Riders, making his start today. He made just one start in 2023 as a 21-year-old with the Riders. 1-0. Chopper out towards the middle of the diamond. Colley tries to pick it at short, but it goes off of his glove and caroms over towards the mound. So an error on Cam Colley. Cross moves down to third, and they're cornered. Pretty routine chopper out to shortstop. Bit of an in-between hop that Colley tried to charge on, though. And it just went off the heel of his glove. So now you have runners at first and third, and the Royals' number one prospect, Jack Caglione, to the plate. Here's the stretch, and Steven delivers. Caglione grounds it up the middle. Chavez dives. It's off his glove and just behind him. Cross comes down from third to score, and it's 1-0 Northwest Arkansas. Another ball hit pretty hard on the ground. Chavez did a great job to smother it, and by doing so, Jensen just moves to second. He would have gone first to third had Chavez not knocked that ball down. It's an infield RBI single for Jack Caglione. 1-0 Northwest. And Spencer Nivens bats now, another left-hander in this lineup. Steven stretches and deals home. Swing and a miss. Changeup away. It's 0-1. Steven's one start in 2023 with the Rough Riders came on July 4th. It was pretty cool. Over 12,000 people at Riders Field in that game. And a ton of them were friends and family of Josh. The pitch. Down and in. Mahler with a great backhanded stop in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. With Steven being from South Grand Prairie High School in the DFW area, about 30 minutes away, a lot of friends and family came up and joined in the festivities. And it was a really cool moment for him. Well, he got hurt right after that. And it ended his season. 1-1. This is away. Two balls and one strike on Nivens. Nobody out, two on. One in for Northwest Arkansas in the bottom of the first. Steven ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second and kicks home. Hard ground ball, fair, inside the bag at first, down the right field line. Jensen wheels around third, he scores. Caglione gets the stop sign at third, and it's an RBI double for Spencer Nivens. And the offense just keeps on chugging along for Northwest Arkansas. It's 2-0 with nobody out of the first. This is a relentless offensive attack. Up and down the lineup, they put together quality at bat after quality at bat, and that was a rope at 103 miles an hour off Niven's bat down the first base line. Mahler goes out and chats with Steven. Steven's only thrown 9 pitches because the Naturals have been so aggressive. Brett Squires, the former Oklahoma Sooners, stands in now. Went to high school at Grapevine High School, not too far away from South Grand Prairie, where Josh Steven went. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Breaking ball for a strike. 0-1 on Squires. He went 0-2, but walked twice in yesterday's 7-3 win for the Naturals. Steven from the stretch once again with a black glove just above his belt. He delivers. It's a ground ball foul at the plate. It's 0-2. Working ahead of Squires. Well, Steven came back from injury last year and pitched in 12 games, 11 for starts, but he dealt with another injury, a UCL strain. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Nasty breaking ball down and in. He strikes out Squires. One away. His first strikeout. Peyton Wilson bats now. Runners at second and third. One out. Bottom of the first. 2-0 Northwest. And time called. Steven went to his mouth and didn't wipe off his hand before touching the baseball, so he has to get a new one. Wilson went 1-for-2 yesterday, 5-for-13 to start his season. The pitch. He swings and fists it into shallow right center. Hatcher coming on. He dives. It's out of his reach. It lands for a hit. Caglione and Nivens both come around to score. It's the third double of the first inning for the Naturals, and it's now 4-0. Two-run double for Peyton Wilson. Well, Hatcher was nowhere close to that baseball on his dive. And so instead of playing it on a hop and trying to go back on an angle, he kind of made up his mind to try and dive for it, and it was well out of his reach. So 4 runs in, still just 1 out. Jordan Groshans bats now, and the first pitch is on the inside corner for strike 1. Defense behind Josh Steven today. It's Luis Mieses in left, Alejandro Osuna in center. You heard from Josh Hatcher in right. Gabriel Rodriguez has the hot corner. Cam Conley at shortstop. 0-1. Away, and it's 1-1. Franer Chavez at second base. Abimelech Ortiz at first. Ian Muller catches. And the Riders right away are going to have to rely on some offense in order to come back and try and win this game. Steven stretches the 1-1. Swinging a foul into Muller's glove, and it's 1-2. Jordan Groshans, the former big leaguer, had his first career major league home run against Noah Syndergaard. 17 games with Miami in 2022. The pitch. Punch foul at a play down the right side. 1-2. That first major league home run against Syndergaard, his only home run since making his debut in 2022. He spent 2023 in AAA with Jacksonville, the Marlins affiliate, and bounced around a bit last year in the Yankees system, the A's system. Here's the stretch. 1-2. Line drive off the end of the bat, sinking into left center. It lands in front of Osuna for a hit. Wilson getting waved around third. The throw, not in time. Mahler missed the tag. Wilson slides around it. And now Mahler is waiting to see if Wilson actually touched the plate. And home plate umpire Nate Hall said he did. It's 5-0.
One,
offensive explosion against Steven in the first, and Julio Valdez exits the dugout. Go have a chat. Cole Drake only lasted three innings in his start yesterday. But Ryan Lopez and Travis McGregor both threw multiple innings out of the Riders' pen. So Frisco has some long relief options in the bullpen. They also added Nick Krauth earlier today, with Avery Weems going on the injured list. So you have long relief options in the bullpen. While the mound visit's taking place, we'd like to remind you that Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. One out, eighth batter to the plate in the inning. It's Jack Pineda, 5-0 Naturals. The pitch. Outside. One ball and no strikes. Pineda went 2-for-3 yesterday. The short in stature shortstop today. Standing at 5'11". The pitch. This is up and away, and it's 2-0. That might be a little bit generous in terms of his height. Steven falling behind 2-0. He's ready from the stretch. And kicks it in. Fouled back, 2-1. It's a deep arsenal for Josh Steven. Four-seam and two-seam fastballs. He also throws a cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup. The curveball, a new pitch for him. 2-1. Outside. Well off the plate away, and it's 3-1. This inning has gone double, error, single, double, strikeout, double, single. He lifts the leg, fires. Chopper up the first baseline. It's a foul ball. He's gone full on Pineda. This is the first at-bat, actually, that has gone six pitches in this inning. It's still relatively efficient for all the damage done against him. Northwest Arkansas has been very aggressive, 23 pitches. And right away, speaking of 23, number 23, Nick Krauth warming in the bullpen. The pitch is popped up on the left side of the infield. Caber Rodriguez on third base. He angles under it, dances a little bit with it, but makes the catch. Two down in the ninth man to the inning for Northwest Arkansas. Diego Hernandez in that caboose spot in the order. Naturals 5, Rough Riders nothing. Groshans leads from first. The offering, outside. Ball and no strikes. Hernandez playing in just his second game this year as the extra outfielder on this team. 1-0. Top of the zone for a strike. 1-1. Nate Hall is our home plate umpire today with balls and strikes. Ian Durkin, our first base umpire. Crew chief Travis Brewer, our third base umpire. 1-1. Soft ground ball to the right side. Pass to diving Ortiz. Chavez has got it at second. Feeds to the covering Steven in time. The pitcher, Josh Steven, covering his position. It's a 4-1 putout, and it puts an end to a tough first inning for the Rough Riders. 5 runs on 5 hits in error and a runner left on. Top 2 next. Riders trail 5-0 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas, with an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service. Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at EwingBuickGMC.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast.
Josh Hatcher starts the top of the second for the Rough Riders. Frisco trailing 5-0 after an inning of play. Left on left, Hunter Owen pitches. Swinging a drive down the right field line and deep into the corner. It's off the wall. Hatcher rounds first. He chugs into second. Leadoff double for the Riders. Just missing his second homer in as many days by maybe 6 or 7 feet off that tall wall in right. Hatcher has his first double of the season. Gabriel Rodriguez stands in for the first time in this series. Right-handed batter, 5-0 Riders trail, top of the second, still plenty of ball game left. As Owen readies from the stretch and delivers in. Fastball, middle, a strike. 0-1. Great to see a double from any Rough Riders hitter, but awesome to see it from Josh Hatcher. The Rough Riders came into today tied for the fewest extra base hits in the Texas League with just 7 through their first 4 games. 0-1. Breaking ball. Top shelf for a strike. And it's 0-2. They had just 3 doubles, 1 triple, and 3 home runs. On the other side, the Naturals are the other extreme in terms of a lot of extra base hits. Time call. Rodriguez steps out. Northwest Arkansas has 16 extra base hits through 4 games. That's crazy. 4 a game. Stretch in the pitch. Rodriguez sends it in the air out to straightaway right, but right at Brett Squires, who backs up a couple steps, makes the catch. Hatcher tags. He's on his way to third, and he's in there ahead of the throw. Deja vu from the first inning. A fly out to the outfield. Advancing a runner to third base, and there's one out. The Rough Riders could not bring a man in to score, that being Cam Colley in the first at third with just one out. Rainer Chavez trying to do just that. Chavez 0 for 2 with a couple walks yesterday. The offering home. Down and in. 1-0. Frisco has had a lot of trouble with runners in scoring position to start the young season, just hitting 205 with runners in scoring position, and that's before the first inning today. Here's the stretch from Owen in the pitch. Swinging a soft roller foul up the third baseline. It's 1-1. Some of those hits, though, have counted for a lot as they're tied for the Texas League lead with 3 home runs with runners in scoring position. So they've had multiple run home runs, which, of course, helps out the total offense, but have had a tough time scratching across runs. 1-1 inside. 2 balls and 1 strike on Chavi. And it is so incredibly early that things will eventually start to even themselves out, but you'd like to see a little bit more production on the offensive side in the beginning. Owen readies, 2-1. Fastball rides in, 3 balls and 1 strike. They have been very patient, though, and taken their walks, and that's allowed them to have a lot of base runners. Just have not been able to cash in. 3-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Nasty pitch low and away. 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Chavez. Luis Miesi's on deck. Top of the second, 5-0 Naturals. 3-2. Inside, ball 4. Chavez draws another walk. They're cornered for Luis Miesi's, who tripled yesterday. Miesi's a homer and a triple so far this year. Corners in. Up the middle, they're back into pole. First pitch. Curveball lands in there for a strike. 0-1. It's a very slow curveball for Owen, 73 miles an hour. He readies from the stretch. It's a brown glove at the belt. 0-1. Another curveball bounced foul into the Naturals dugout on the right side. It's 0-2. Owen, a native of Portland, Maine. There aren't very many Major League Baseball players that have come out of the state of Maine. Owen trying to add his name to that list. 0-2. Breaking ball outside. Slider this time, and it's 1-2. We'll have our Collin College trivia question later on in the broadcast, and it'll have to do with that. Baseball players in Maine. Owen readies. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated. Miesi's cut through it. That thing was way out of the zone. Second strikeout for Owen, and there are two down. Ian Mahler in the ninth spot of the order. In from the right side. Mahler just playing in his second game. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a run scored. Owen readies and brings it. Top shelf, a strike. 0-1. Owen was a very accomplished player during his time in Maine. He won Gatorade Player of the Year in the state his junior season. The offering is on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. That was his junior year 2019, and then had his high school season washed out with COVID in 2020. He readies from the stretch with runners on the edges. 0-2. Down and in. Mahler scoots his back foot out of the way. Ball on 2 strikes. Owen then went to Vanderbilt, 21, 22, and 23. First full year in pro ball last year, and here we are today. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Curveball struck him out. Riders back-to-back strikeouts in the bottom of the order. They strand 2 more. No runs on a hit. No errors, 2 left on. Bottom second coming up, 5-0 Northwest Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Soy Winston Santos y estás escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Soy Winston Santos y estás escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
First pitch, just high, 1-0. RBI single back in the first inning. He had a 468-foot home run yesterday. Had a chance to catch up with Carlos Cardoza, Riders manager, about him today. 1-0. Chopper foul up the first baseline. It's 1-1. When I asked what he thought about him, he laughed and said, "Beast. He's scary." Yeah, not the kind of guy you want to face. He is as advertised. Ball and a strike to him. Steven delivers. That's down. Two balls and one strike. He does something very interesting with his hands set up. He is said to have some of the biggest hands in all of baseball. He wears size triple X batting gloves. And his left pointer finger is actually up on the stick of the bat instead of around with his other fingers. The pitch. He swings, chops it foul up the first baseline, and it's two balls and two strikes. Not sure I've seen many batters do that. But hey, whatever works. If you can hit 470-foot home runs like that, might as well. Very accomplished two-way player at Florida. The Royals haven't ruled out that he won't pitch this year or going forward, but not pitching right now. 2-2. There's a fly ball in a left center field. Got in on him. Miesi's cutting over into the alley. He reaches up and paws it out of the air. Two outs in the second. Spencer Nivens hits now, who actually had the hardest hit ball of the first inning on his RBI double down the right field line. Left-handed batter. Jensen leads from first. And the offering. This is outside, trying the backdoor slider. One ball on no strikes. Caglione said he still is playing catch just like he would if he was still pitching. He's still throwing his cutters and his changeups just to make sure he still has a feel for them. 1-0. Hard ground ball out to second. Chavez vacuums it in after three hops, turns and throws on the first to get him side retired. Nice bounce back inning from Josh Steven. He allows a base hit, but nothing across. Top three next. It's 5-0 Northwest Arkansas. The HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order for the Rough Riders in the top of the third. They trail 5-0. Rough Riders and Naturals, game two of this six-game series. First pitch to Cam Colley from Hunter Owen. Curveball, just high, one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trying to figure out a natural starting pitcher. Henry Williams went 5 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts yesterday. 1-0. Colley holds back on a check swing. Another high pitch. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Hunter Owen has sat down the Riders through the first 2 innings, allowing just 2 base runners. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Colley comes up empty. It's 2-1. Rather, 3 base runners. 2 in the second, 1 in the first. The Rough Riders are a combined 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position through the first 2 innings. 2-1 offering. Down in the dirt. 3 balls and 1 strike. Colley was fantastic on our Andrews Distributing pregame interview over the last couple of days. He had a lot of really incisive stuff, but one of the biggest things that stood with me anyway at the end of it, 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 3-2, was when he talked about how he had a chip on his shoulder, but he said, you can't just get away with trying to prove people wrong forever. You have to make yourself happy too. And so it's about finding things that make yourself happy in this game because there's so much failure. And finding the little things for him in an at-bat is very important. Winning at-bats based on different pitches he took. 3-2. Up and away, ball 4. 2 plate appearances, 2 walks for Cam Colley today. Alejandro Osuna takes his turn. Five nothing Naturals. Top of the third. And so overcoming some of those mental hurdles has been a big part of the maturation process for Colley. He takes his lead from first. The pitch. Inside, hit Osuna. Just nicked his right arm. Owen immediately thinking that he leaned into it, but it almost looked like Osuna just turned instead of getting out of the way, not leaning into it. So the first to have reached for the Riders and a walk and a hit by pitch, trying to mount some offense. Here's Sebastian Walcott. I think that's a lesson that a lot of different players can take in trying to find the positives within failure. And Colley, just 21 years old, trying to do that. First pitch, Walcott takes high, 1-0. Sebastian struck out back in the first. Riders trailing 5-0 to the Naturals in the top of the third. Left-hander readies from the belt. Looks back to second and delivers. Down and in, 2-0. Good hitters count for Walcott, who's DHing today. He mentioned that when he DH'd on Sunday, it was a feels like 34 at first pitch. He said he was freezing. He said all he wanted to do was go out there and play the field where you can be locked in and not think about how cold you are. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball, just high. Miss with a curve, and it's 3-0. But today he said it's going to be nicer because it's much warmer. So the biggest thing when you're DHing is just to stay active and always moving. And if you take a peek at him when the Riders are on defense down there in the dugout, he has a bat, he's walking around, he's staying moving. 3-0. Down Broadway, it's 3-1. He said he feels like you're playing half the game when you're DHing, and all he does is itch to get out in the field. But he said he's very happy to hit. 3-1 pitch. Takes a curveball for a strike. Just clipped the upper edge outside corner. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Culley leads from second. Osuna from first. Really good speed on the base paths. And the left-hander Owen comes home. Fouled away to the right side. Big swing from Walcott. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. He stands right back in there. The 6'4", 19-year-old who has hit safely in the first 4 games. Powerful Bimelec Ortiz on deck. Wind blowing out lazily to center. The pitch. Fouled straight back. Still 3-2. Walcott was joking around during batting practice today saying, the wind stays blowing out like this. Lefty on the mound. It's going to be a good day. He was cranking homers to dead center in batting practice. 3-2 pitch. He flicks it foul out of play to the right side. Still 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders looking for their first runs of the game today and their first runs outside of the 8th inning yesterday in this series. Payoff. Just high, ball 4. Bases are loaded without a ball being put in play by the Riders. Walk, hit by pitch, walk. And that's a really impressive plate appearance by the 19-year-old. Fouling off multiple pitches and taking the high breaking ball for ball 4. Larry Carter, the pitching coach, out of the dugout. He'll go have a chat with Hunter Owen. Bases loaded and a chance for the Riders to get right back in this game with nobody out in the third. While they're meeting on the mound, we'd like to remind you that InTouch Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Abby flew out to center field in the first. Lefty-lefty here is not necessarily the easiest thing for Ortiz. Last season, towards the back half of the year, didn't matter what handedness Ortiz was facing, he was hot. But overall in the season, much better against right-handed pitching than he was against lefties. First pitch, he fouls it straight back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Ortiz against lefties last season hit just 178 with a 623 OPS. Against righties, he had just under an 800 OPS. 0-1, swing and a miss. High fastball up and in. 0-2 quickly. 15 of his 18 homers came against right-handed pitchers last year. Left-hander readies. 0-2, breaking ball, tagged foul into the netting on the right side. That was a hanger. And it's still no balls and two strikes. You might think, you know, if he's had so much trouble against lefties, why play him against left-handed pitching? Why not give him the day off? Well, you want him to learn how to hit left-handed pitching, and the best way to do that is to put him against more lefties. So back in the lineup and trying to come up with a big hit against the lefty Owen. Base is loaded, nobody out. 0-2, breaking ball, down and in. Another curve. Very steady diet of breaking balls from both Hunter Owen today and yesterday, Henry Williams. 1-2 offering. Breaking ball, hard grounder off Caglione's glove at first to the second baseman Wilson, but nobody covering first. And Colley comes in to score. They go infield single and an RBI for Abimelech Ortiz. Base is still loaded. Well, the Riders on the board. Josh Hatcher hits now, representing the tying run in the third. He doubled off the top of the wall his first trip up in the second. He's now hit safely in all 4 games he's played in this year. Bag still juiced. And the offering. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Caglione dove to his right. I don't know what Hunter Owen was doing. He's got to cover first on that anyway, but he was nowhere near the bag. So if he would have been covering first, Ortiz would have been out by a mile because Wilson fielded it and was ready to throw. The 0-1 is high, and it's 1-1, but instead it's an infield single. The Riders will certainly take it. Bag still packed, full of gray-clad Rough Riders. One-one, swing and a miss. My goodness, Hatcher swung at a curveball that was above his helmet. Tomahawked at it. It's 1-2. That's on for the blooper reel. Behind in the count. 1-2 pitch. Punched foul out of play on the left side. And it's still 1-2. There is action now in the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. It's Ryan Brady who's loosening. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Breaking ball just outside. Ooh, probably could have been strike three. Home plate umpire Nate Hall hearing it from the dugout of Northwest Arkansas. It's 2-2. And with robo-umpires, that's probably a strike. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a fastball elevated. Third strikeout for Owen. One down in the third. And here's Caber Rodriguez. Osuna at third, Walcott at second, Ortiz at first. Bases loaded, top of the third, Riders trailing 5-1. Rodriguez a fly out to right, his first trip, and the first pitch is down and in with a changeup. 1-0. Rodriguez now 1-for-7 to start his season. Trying to come up with a big hit here. Offering home. Down and in. A check swing and he didn't go. It's 2-0. All of a sudden, Hunter Owen has thrown 63 pitches through 2 1/3 innings. Ryan Brady continues to loosen in the Naturals' bullpen. This has not been the most efficient outing for the left-hander. Rodriguez steps out, calling for time. 2-0. Good speed at second and third. 2-0 pitch. Swinging a drive into left center field. Cross going back. He makes the catch. Osuna tags from third. He crosses home. And the Riders keep chipping away. It's now 5-2. Sack fly for Caber Rodriguez. He hammered that ball at 104 off the bat. A sacrifice fly to left. Two down, runners at first and second for the Riders. Here's Freiner Chavez now. Walking up to one shining moment. NCAA tournament finished a couple nights ago. Florida winning the national championship against Houston. The offering. Up and away, and it's 1-0. A walk for Freiner Chavez in the second. Looking to drive in Sebastian Walcott. Owen delivers. Fouled away, back behind home. Ball and a strike. We mentioned it yesterday, Chavez has not been as good from the right-handed side of the plate as a switch hitter on the power side. 14 of his 15 career homers have come as a left-handed batter. His first right-handed home run came last year. And Owen steps off. Chavez Trabi trying to come up with a clutch base hit here right-handed. His pants hiked up just a little bit, showing red socks above gray cleats. 1-1. Down and in. Two balls and one strike. As you may know, Chavez, originally a right-handed batter, growing up in Venezuela. His family then immigrated to the United States. He went to Little Elm High School. Started switch hitting when he was about 12 or 13. Went to Midland College. 2-1. Inside. Three balls and one strike. A very nifty fielder in his fourth year with the Rough Riders. Three balls and one strike. Pitch home. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. Three balls and two strikes now. And next pitch for Hunter Owen will be his 70th as we play in the top of the third. This has been anything but a quick start to this one. Payoff pitch, runners go. It's high for ball four. Bases loaded again. Second walk for Chavi. Bags packed, two down, and that's going to do it. Brooks Conrad out of the dugout, and he makes the pitching change. Hunter Owen done after 2 2/3 innings. The command failed him today. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Rough Riders and Naturals in the top of the third. It's 5-2 Northwest Arkansas. We step aside for this on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays from May 25th through August 3rd. After the game, the Riders will set up an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy from the Rough Riders playing field surface. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Bases loaded for the Rough Riders out of the pitching change in the top of the third inning. Two runs in. They trail 5-2. Ryan Brady takes over for Hunter Owen. He faces Luis Mieses. The right-hander comes home and fits it on the outside corner for a strike to the left-handed batter. It's 0-1. Brady taking over for Hunter Owen, who threw 70 pitches in 2 2/3 innings. The 26-year-old Brady out of Brigham Young University. The 0-1 chopped off the plate down the third base line, and it is just fair. It stayed fair. Walcott scores, and it's an infield RBI single for Luis Mieses. It's now 5-3 Riders. Well, that thing was hugging the chalk right down the line, and Groshans picked it up fair and had nowhere to go. Sometimes it's better to be lucky. Two infield RBI singles in this inning, and here's Ian Mahler, the ninth man up to the plate. The first pitch is fouled back. It's 0-1. It's so funny when you look at the two contrasting innings that the Rough Riders and Naturals have had that have sent nine to the plate. With the bases loaded again here against Brady. Mahler struck out back in the second. Brady comes home. Mahler watches low and away, and it's 1-1. The Naturals slugged their way to 5 runs in the first with 3 doubles in the inning. The Riders haven't had a hit out of the infield in this inning. The pitch is fouled away to the right side, and it's 1-2. It's gone walk, hit by pitch, walk. Infield single to first that scored a run. Strikeout, sack fly, walk. Infield single to third that scored a run. You take them how you can get them. They all count the same. Riders trail 5-3 in the third. And Mahler steps out. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Swing and a miss. Mahler strikes out, inning over, but a fruitful inning for the Riders. They score 3 times on 2 hits. No errors, bags left loaded. Bottom 3 next, Riders trailing 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network, brought to you by HEB. Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
As Josh Steven takes us back from break, Josh Steven is out of the mound. Imagine that. Brett Squires leads it off in the third. It's 5-3 Northwest Arkansas. Steven into his wind in the first pitch to the right fielder. At the top of the zone for a called strike, it's 0-1. Rough Riders putting up 3 runs in the top of the third. It's been 2 big innings offensively, 0-1, just outside. It's 1-1. And now Josh Steven trying to settle in once again, a long inning that he was on the bench there. The pitch is high, and it's 2-1, but he had a good bounce back in the second. He allowed a single, but that's it. Getting 3 outs, 2 on the ground. He delivers the 2-1 pitch to the left-handed batting Squires. Soft roller foul up the first baseline. It's 2-2. We mentioned that Josh Steven missed the end of the season with the Rough Riders last year with the UCL sprain. He didn't finish out the season, though, not pitching. The offering is a ground ball foul again at the plate. It's 2-2. He pitched in the Arizona Fall League, and it's a very good developmental league that players will go to at the end of the season. Steven's second time throwing in it. He's into his windup of the 2-2. Up and in. 3-2. There, he tried to simplify things. And you hear that a lot of guys trying to make things more simple so they don't have to overthink certain situations. He delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him. Picks up the strikeout with the slider back door. Josh Steven with the strikeout, his second. Both have come against Squires, and there's one out. Peyton Wilson bats now. 5-3 Naturals, bottom of the third. Here's the offering. Slider, backdoor, called strike, 0-1. So what Steven did was he didn't read the scouting reports. And he did that on purpose. 0-1. Outside. One ball and one strike. It wasn't laziness, of course. It was, I'm going to go out there, not overthink, and just trust my stuff. And read swings. That was a big emphasis for him. The 1-1. In the air. Foul down the left field line. It's 1-2. Reading swings is what they used to do before scouting reports. You'd throw a pitch, see how a guy swung at it or how he took it, and usually that would tell you if he was looking for that pitch or not. And so the ability to do that takes a long time. 1-2. Off the fist, a fly ball into short center. Osuna started in, now trots to his right, and he paws it out of the air. Two outs. Jordan Groshen's the batter now with two down, bottom of the third inning, 5-3 Northwest Arkansas. So Steven worked on that a little bit, had good success in the fall league. And now, when you add in the fact that he's able to do that and read scouting reports, the pitch outside, 1-0, that just takes two good things and puts them together. He wiggles into his wind, the 1-0. Swinging a high drive out to deep center field. Osuna ranging back at the warning track, looking, and it's gone. Jordan Groshans exits the ballpark to center. It's now 6-3. Naturals leading. .104 off the bat. 400 feet in the center. Didn't miss it. Fastball right down the middle. Jack Pineda now. The offering is a strike in the upper edge, outside edge. 0-1. Steven peels and fires. Outside. One ball and one strike. So Steven allowing his first run since the first. Wind of the offering. Swing and a miss. Pitch down and in. It's 1-2. Be remiss if we didn't offer some birthday wishes today on this April 9th. Very happy birthday to Daniel Masaki, Rough Riders reliever. Turned 29 today. 1-2. A fly ball into left center field, tailing away from Osuna, and it's into the gap. Bounces twice all the way to the fence. Pineda up to second. He stops right there. A homer and a double with 2 outs. That one coming on a 1-2 pitch with a slider on the outside edge. And Pineda stuck with it, crushed it. Fourth double already today. Fifth extra base hit. Diego Hernandez, left-handed batter now. The pitch. Swinging a foul into Mahler's glove, 0-1. So again, the Riders came in with just 7 extra base hits all season. And here's Northwest Arkansas with 5, not even through 3 innings. 0-1. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field, playable for Osuna, drifting over into the gap, sets his feet, and he plucks it out of the air. Side retired, but not before some damage done. A run on 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on. Homer for Jordan Groshans. And we go to the top of the 4th inning. It's the Rough Riders trailing 6-3 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's famous po' boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic po' boys. Each Antone's po' boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your po' boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street, or Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning, Naturals 6, Rough Riders 3. Top of the order, Cam Cawley leads it off against a new pitcher and time called. Like a baseball got loose in right field? Yep, we're good. So Cam's back in. Ryan Ramsey, the new pitcher on the mound. A left-hander brings it. Cawley takes a strike. Outside edge, 0-1. So with Ryan Ramsey coming out of the bullpen, just a third of an inning for Ryan Brady. The pitch is sent in the air out to right center field, pushing Hernandez back, still running back at the warning track, drifting back still. He does a bunny hop at the wall and makes the catch. Cawley gave it a ride, but just comes up short in right center field. One down for Alejandro Osuna. Really good piece from Cam Cawley. First pitch to Osuna, top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Osuna flew out to center in the first and was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the third. Ramsey delivers, a swing and a miss at a high fastball, 0-2. So the final line on Hunter Owen in his start today for Northwest Arkansas. He allowed 3 runs, all earned on 2 hits over 2 2/3 innings. 0-2, strike 3 call. Fastball outside corner, and Osuna's down looking. 2 quick outs, Sebastian Walcott hits. Owen struck out 4 but walked 5 batters. Ryan Brady, a third of an inning, allowing 1 hit and striking out 1. First pitch inside to Walcott, 1-0. He has walked and struck out today. 1-0 pitch. Off the end of the bat, a floater into short left field. Cross coming in, Pineda going back. It's the shortstop Pineda who makes the catch, backpedaling, inning over. Very easy inning for Ryan Ramsey. Let's see, 3, 4, 5, 6 pitches overall. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 6-3. Rough Riders trailing the Naturals on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball?
Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar Service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
First pitch to Gavin Cross is in there for a strike from Josh Steven. Bottom of the fourth inning, 6-3, Naturals lead the Rough Riders. Steven winds and fires. It's down and in, one ball and one strike. Funny enough, four innings into this game, Gavin Cross has led off an inning three times. He's the leadoff hitter, and he's been the leadoff hitter in this game. 1-1. Down and in. All the way back to the backstop. Two balls and one strike. If you're just joining us, the Naturals scored five runs in the bottom of the first. Rough Riders came back with three in the top of the third, and then the Naturals put up another in the bottom half of the third. 2-1. Grounder foul up the first baseline. It's 2-2. Jordan Groshen solo home run in the bottom of the third for Northwest Arkansas. So the Rough Riders with some work to do on the offensive side. 2-2. Breaking ball down. Three balls and two strikes. If Josh Steven is able to pitch through four innings tonight, tip of the cap to him. There's nobody loosening in the Frisco bullpen and left. Payoff pitch. Strike three called. Got him on the inside edge. Front door slider. Or rather, fitting it in across body. Either way, it's the third strikeout for Steven. One out for Carter Jensen. Jensen has reached on an error and a fielder's choice. First offering. Low and outside. Ball on, no strikes. Steven struggled with those 27 pitches in the first inning, but has really settled in. 1-0. And fly ball lifted out to deep left. Miesi's turning around. He's at the warning track, reaches up there, and makes the catch. A long fly ball out for Carter Jensen. Going to the opposite way. Here's Jack Caglione. RBI infield single in the first. Threw out to left in the second. Steven winds and fires. Slider outside, 1-0. Six runs, eight hits, no errors for the Naturals. The Rough Riders, three runs on three hits and one error. 1-0 pitch. Soft roller up the first baseline, right along the line. Muller's got it, throws on a first and gets him. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Josh Steven. Nice way to cap off his night if he is done after four. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top five next. 6-3. Naturals lead it on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring.
Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at mckinneypolice.org/apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Abimelech Ortiz starts it in the top of the fifth inning. Rough Riders and Naturals 6-3. Northwest Arkansas leads it. It's Abby, Hatcher, and Rodriguez. Middle third of the order. First pitch, a check swing, and just caught a bit of the handle, fouling it back to the screen 0-1. Abby with an RBI single in the third, an infield RBI single to the first base. 0-1. Off the end of the bat, a fly ball into left field, pushing Cross back a couple steps, now stops, dances back and forth, finds the baseball, and puts it away. One out. Ortiz flying out to left field. Josh Hatcher to the plate now, and while he's coming up, I'd like to remind you that Baylor Scott & White Health is a proud sponsor of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation, from cardiology to gastroenterology. They're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. First pitch. Hatcher sends a drive out to left field, pushing Cross back at the warning track. It is out of here! Josh Hatcher homers in back-to-back days. He's on fire. Riders within two. It's now 6-4. Solo home run to the opposite field for Josh Hatcher. Another Oppo home run. 102 off the bat, 390 feet. Josh Hatcher has got that oppo stroke working. Nearly pulled a homer out of here off the top of the fence in the second inning. First pitch to Caber Rodriguez in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. The pitch. Rodriguez yanks it down the line and left. That lands in a fair ball, rolling down near the corner. Rodriguez on his way to second, and he pop-up slides in. Homer and a double for the Riders in the fifth. Getting to Ryan Ramsey, and the tying run to the plate in the form of Fainer Chavez. He's walked twice today. Well, maybe the Rough Riders offense is starting to jumpstart a little bit. Now five hits for the Rough Riders. Starting to get that extra base hit power back. Three extra base hits today. Here's the stretch and the pitch home to Chavez. Outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Rodriguez has good speed at second as well. Ramsey stretches. He brings it. Breaking ball, fisted into right center field and shallow. Oncoming Hernandez, it lands in front of him. A base hit. Rodriguez did not have a good read at second. He ends up at third. And they're cornered now. Rodriguez frustrated with himself, clapping his hands at third, knowing he should have read that ball down. But Hernandez did a good job in center, angling over like he was going to make the catch, but it landed well in front of him. So now Luis Mieses, lefty-lefty. And the pitch. Breaking ball bends him back. 1-0. Homer, double, single. Tying run aboard in this top of the fifth inning. 6-4, Northwest Arkansas. The 24-year-old Ramsey delivers. Swing and a miss by Mieses. And it's one ball and one strike. A former 13th round selection of the Royals in 2022. Ramsey out of the University of Maryland making his AA debut with this appearance. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Mieses went fishing in the dirt. And it's 1-2. And he's frustrated with himself. Ramsey was very good a season ago with Quad Cities. 22 appearances, 11 starts. He went 6-4 with a 2.43 ERA. held opponents to a 188 average. He kicks home the 1-2. Breaking ball, tagged in the air, down the right field line and deep, back to the wall, out of here! Three-run go-ahead homer, Luis Mieses. And the Riders have trampolined themselves out in front. It's now 7-6 Frisco. What a comeback. After allowing 5 runs in the bottom of the first inning, Luis Mieses catapults Frisco on top. A 2-homer inning for the Riders. That was a sinking line drive out to right that hit off the top of the wall in the bullpen and bounced up into the Naturals bullpen. He didn't hit it very well, but it just got out of here, and it counts all the same. Mieses, what a clutch shot. On a 1-2 pitch nonetheless, got a curveball at the bottom portion of the zone and just golfed it out. Man, what a start to the season for Luis Mieses. 2 home runs in 3 games. And not many bigger than that one right there. The Riders have scored now 4 unanswered in this inning. And 7 of the last 8 combined runs. Here's Ian Mahler. First pitch is down and in after the mound visit by Larry Carter, the pitching coach. And Rough Riders with a solo homer for Josh Hatcher. 3-run shot, Luis Mieses in this 5th inning. The next pitch is up and away. 2-0. The offense is starting to ignite. 2-0. Over the heart of the plate for a strike. 2-1. Ramsey comes home. Down and in. 3-1. He is not wasting any time right now. Getting the ball back immediately. Ready to go and ready to pitch as he does here. And into his wind and the 3-1 offering to Mahler. High for ball 4. He walked him. A double-A debut to forget for Ryan Ramsey after retiring the side in order in the 4th. He got a fly out by Abimelech Ortiz in this 5th inning, and since it's homer, double, single, home run, walk, now he faces the top of the order in Cam Colley, seeing him for a 2nd time. 7th man up in the inning. The pitch. Colley checked his swing. No, he did not. Went around on a pitch up and away. It's 0-1. Colley has walked twice today and flied out. Ramsey delivers. Up and in. Brushed him back with a fastball. Ball and a strike. Well, it's early, but this could be a big-time win for the Riders after they've really struggled offensively to not only score some runs, but to come from behind. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball challenged him on the inner edge, and he swung through it. But the tough thing is you also have to contend with the offense on the other side that can keep scoring. You got to tamp them down. Colley calls time. There's nobody warming in the bullpen currently, but can't imagine Josh Steven would come back out for the bottom of the 5th. We'll see if somebody's already warmed up and sat down. 1-2. Colley bounces it foul towards the Riders' dugout and into it. Past Freiner Chavez at the end. Luis Mieses sitting at the edge of the dugout. A much-deserved seat after that 3-run go-ahead homer. Still just 1 out in the inning. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Colley down, chasing a breaking ball off the outer edge. 2 down, 2nd strikeout for Ramsey. And here's Osuna, who was sat down on 3 pitches in the 4th. You just know a hot streak's coming for Alejandro. The question is when. 0-2 today with a hit by pitch. The offering, fastball, strike. outside corner, 0-1. We mentioned earlier about facing left-handers and how important that can be just in your development. And that is certainly the case here with Osuna, and both facing Owen, the starter, and Ramsey. 0-1. Breaking ball, punched foul out of play, left side, 0-2. Osuna much better against right-handed pitching than lefties. The pitch. Swinging a foul back into Jensen's glove. That's strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ramsey to end the fifth, but damage done. Four runs across for the Riders on four hits. No errors, a man left on. Riders have a 7-6 lead into the bottom of the fifth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home, and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
On the top of the fifth inning offensively for the Frisco Rough Riders. They take the lead 7-6 with Josh Steven back on the mound in the fifth. First pitch to Spencer Nivens is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. 7-6 Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher is solo homer. Luis Mieses a three-run shot. And just like that, the Riders lead for the first time in this series. Pitch is outside, 1-1. So a wonderful come-from-behind opportunity in this game. The pitch is down and in, 2-1. You still have to pitch to this offense, though. A very dangerous offense. Here's the wind by the right-hander, and the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. Two balls and two strikes. Seven runs on seven hits and one error for the Riders. The Naturals, six runs on eight hits and no errors. They have 4, 5, and 6 in this fifth inning. The pitch. Looped down the right field line off the end of the bat. It lands in for a hit. Nivens starts off the fifth with a single. Steven Jennings is loosening in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. 73 pitches for Steven. Brett Squires stands in now. This might be the last batter for Josh. Steven has had Squires' number tonight. Struck him out twice. First pitch, bunted down the third baseline. Mahler with the bare hand, no throw. Perfect bunt. Squires laid it down beautifully on the third baseline. Not much else you can do if you're the Rough Riders. Even if Cabo Rodriguez was playing 2 feet in on the grass, I think Squires still beats that out. Nivens and Squires aboard, back-to-back singles. Here's Peyton Wilson. Nobody out. The pitch. Wilson shows bunt, pulls back. Takes high, one ball, no strikes. Slight pull side shift on the infield with the corners in. Rodriguez two steps in on the grass. He now creeps in a step closer. Wilson shows bunt. Ortiz crashes in. The pitch is bunted down the third baseline and foul. One ball and one strike. See if Wilson shows bunt again here. Runner at second, you usually think, with nobody out, is a pretty good bunt situation. Steven peers towards second. The pitch, Peyton pulls back. A little bit late, but he did pull back in time, according to Travis Brewer in the field, our third base umpire. Two balls and one strike. Steven going with the fastball there. He readies from the stretch once again with the corners crashing and the offering. Up and away. Wilson pulled back. Three balls and one strike. He's trying to give himself up here. He got to put one in the zone. Cannot walk him in this situation. See if he squares around once again. He does in the pitch. On the outside corner, he pulled back. Looked at a strike, it's 3-2. Now does he bunt with two strikes is the question. In this one-run ball game in the fifth inning. Here's the stretch from Steven, and the payoff pitch on the way. He does not bunt. Instead, he floats it into shallow left down the line. Miesis running, and it drops in a foul ball on the warning track just next to the wall. Still three balls and two strikes. You want to avoid the big inning. Got to get Wilson here. Or help to avoid the big inning, rather. If you really want to help to avoid it, you can get a ground ball in turn two. Infield, back, slightly in on the double play depth. 3-2. Down and in, ball four. He walked him, and the bases are loaded. Well, now it looks like you got to go get Steven Jennings. And here is Carlos Cardoza out of the dugout. So Steven Jennings will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Josh Steven is done after four-plus innings. Well, Steven Jennings will come in with the bases loaded and nobody out in the fifth in a one-run game. Whoa, Carlos Cardoza and Nate Hall going back and forth. Not sure what that was about. Anyway, it's a call to the bullpen brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. We'll be right back after this pitching change break on the HEB Riders Baseball Network with our score 7-6. Rough Riders lead.
Welcome in summer this May with 16 games at Riders Field. The Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsor travel to take on the Rough Riders Tuesday, April 29th through Sunday, May 4th. Then, come out for the season's largest homestand, May 13th through May 25th, against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks and Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. For tickets, go to RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Sunday, April 20th against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. See you at Bark in the Park, Sunday, April 20th, first pitch at 4:05.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Hicks comes in to score. Zavala around third. No throw.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
This is Cody Bradford, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bases loaded, nobody out in the fifth inning. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing called to the bullpen. Steven Jennings out of the pen, replacing Josh Steven. First pitch to Groshans is sent in the air out to right field and shallow. Hatcher comes in. He's there to make the catch. Nivens tags and bluffs towards the plate. And there's one out. He did not go. So a fly ball out to right field by Groshans on the first pitch, and now that sets up a potential inning-ending double play with the bases loaded, with Jack Pineda and Diego Hernandez in the bottom of the order duo. That's a huge first pitch out for Jennings. Riders lead 7-6, bottom of the fifth inning. Pineda doubled into left center in the third. Jennings ready from the stretch, and he delivers. Fastball pierces the outside edge for a strike. 0-1. Josh Steven went 4-plus innings. He's responsible for all three men on the base paths. Jennings offers. It's a chopper off the plate. Steven Jennings has got it. Turns, throws home, and Mahler wasn't on the plate. Oh, brother. Nivens scores. And it's tied at 7. Oh, Jennings had the easy out at first or home, but Mahler was out in front of the plate instead of covering the plate. And he threw to him, but he was about 5 feet in fair territory. And it's a fielder's choice to drive in a run. We're tied at 7. Base is still loaded, one out. Here's Diego Hernandez, the pitch. Outside, 1-0. And one out here is still really important instead of those two outs. A sacrifice fly is still in play. Stretch in the pitch. Outside, 2-0. You can't do an error in that situation because nobody advanced where they couldn't have in another situation. So it is just a regular fielder's choice in an RBI. The pitch is a line drive in a right field for a hit. Squires scores. Wilson up to 30 gets stopped. Base is still loaded. 8-7 Naturals. Hard line drive by Hernandez on the 2-0 pitch. Got a fastball in the middle of the plate and served into the right. So Wilson up to third. Pineda at second now. Hernandez at first with the RBI single. Naturals grab the lead right back with two runs in the bottom of the fifth inning and still one out, bases loaded. And now you have to contend with the top of the lineup. 2-for-3 day for Gavin Cross with a double and a single. Jennings delivers. Swing and a miss. First pitch slider. It's 0-1. This is a very dangerous part of the lineup to play around with. They have a combined 21 hits through four games this year. As the pitch is down, it's one ball and one strike. Bags loaded. 11 hits now for the Naturals tonight alone. Jennings delivers. It's down and in. Two balls and one strike. Outfield shaded to pull. Infield as well for the left-handed batter. Number 6 prospect in the Royals organization. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider back-footed him. 2-2. In the top three in this order, you have the number 6 prospect, number 3 prospect, and number 1 prospect. And the Royals organization, a team that has 8 top 30 prospects. 2-2. There's a fly ball lifted into shallow center field. Osuna coming on. There's going to be a play at the plate. He makes the catch. Wilson tags. He's coming home. The throw is cut off. Sacrifice fly. It's now 9-7. Naturals leading. Pineda and Hernandez stay put. And now that fielder's choice comes back to bite you even more. If you would have gotten an out right there, that would have been the final out of the inning. Instead, Carter Jensen comes up with two aboard and two out as the eighth man up in the inning. Here's the stretch from Jennings. And the pitch. Outside corner at the knees, a strike. It's 0-1. So back and forth we go in this ping pong of a battle. Jennings tucks the glove to the chest. He stretches. Looks back towards second. And the pitch. Fits it on the outside corner with a slider for a strike. 0-2. Jensen calls time and steps out. He has yet to pick up a hit today. He is the only player in the entire lineup who does not have a hit. Right-hander readies. 0-2 pitch on the way. Fouled back. Still no balls and two strikes. So the big innings continue. That's now two innings on both sides where at least three runs have scored. 9-7 Naturals. Bottom of the fifth inning, two outs, two on. Jennings steps off. Pineda at second, Hernandez at first. Jennings, black glove just off of the chest. The pitch dips low. One ball and two strikes. It's a light Wednesday night crowd here in Arvest Ballpark. Trying to get behind Carter Jensen. You do not want to face Jack Caglione. He's on deck. Jennings comes home. A fly ball lifted into left center, but right at Miesis, angling over into the alley. He makes the grab, inning over. Damage done, though. Three runs come across on three hits. No errors, two left on. Top six next. It's now 9-7. Naturals lead it on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome in, Summer Victory.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill Tortilla Chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill Chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill Chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Sebastian Walcott starts the sixth. First pitch is cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Ryan Ramsey still out on the mound. Riders now trailing 9-7. 0-1. Popped up right side. Foul ground out of play. 0-2. Well, the Riders came back from down 5-0, then 6-3 to take the lead, 7-6. 0-2. Outside, 1-2. Three runs across for the Naturals in the bottom of the fifth, and it's now 9-7 Northwest. 1-2. Off the end of the bat, shallow floater, center field. Hernandez running in, sprinting under it and making the catch. One away. Walcott 0-for-3 with a walk. Abimelech Ortiz takes his turn. Riders down by a pair. Time now for our This Day in Baseball History, presented by Fenton Athletics. The pitch is inside, one ball and no strikes. It was on this date, April 9th, 1912. 1-0. Ortiz watched a breaking ball outside, 2-0. That the first game in Fenway Park history was played. All the way back in 1912. 2-0. Outside, 3-0. Now, it wasn't the first major league game. It was the first exhibition game that was played there by the Red Sox. 3-0 pitch. Up and in. Ball four. A four-pitch walk for Ortiz. He's aboard with one out, and Josh Hatcher climbs in. He's 2-for-3 today with a homer and a double. That game in 1912 at Fenway Park was between the Red Sox and Harvard University, at the time Harvard College. Red Sox won that game by a score of 2-0. The pitch. Breaking ball for a strike, 0-1. It was attended by fewer than 3,000 people, though, because it was snowing. It was a freezing cold day in Boston. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Hatcher spoils it, foul out of play down the left field line. It's 0-2. But nonetheless, they started out the incredible history of Fenway Park. And then 11 days later, they had their first major league game against New York. Not the New York Yankees, the New York Highlanders. 0-2, swing and a miss. Hatcher strikes out on the breaking ball off the outside corner. Two down. Gabriel Rodriguez bats now with a runner at first. Riders trailing 9-7 in the top of the sixth. They wouldn't become the Yankees until a couple years later. And then, of course, later on, Babe Ruth would get traded over from the Red Sox to the Yankees. The pitch is up and in, 1-0, and Fenway Park became not as friendly place for him after that. Ramsey ready from the stretch, the left-hander to the plate. Line down the left field line, but hooked foul. Just clips the top of the netting and back down into the field of play. Ball and a strike to the Riders' third baseman, who doubled in the fifth, lifted a sack fly in the third. He's had a nice night offensively. Freiner Chavez on deck for the Riders with two down. Left-hander readies. And the 1-1. That's high. Two balls and one strike. Fenway Park is still just an incredible place to watch a baseball game. You feel the history when you're around it. Got a chance to get out there for the first time ever last year for a game. The pitch. Down and in. It's 3-1. Got a chance to be out there for the last home weekend for the Red Sox after the Rough Riders season finished. And if it's on your baseball bucket list, you should check it out pretty soon. It's incredible. 3-1. Up and in. Ball four. Another walk. Two aboard and two out and a couple of free passes. Freiner Chavez to the plate now. A couple walks and a single for him today. Good day at the plate. Time called and Jensen strolls out to the mound to have a chat. Nobody loosening in the bullpen for Northwest. 9-7, Rough Riders trail. Top of the sixth inning. Now four walks in the series for Chavez for the first two games. Back-to-back games in which he's walked twice. Jensen walking back to home. Well, he is. We'll remind you that Rhythm Energy is a proud sponsor of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. Rough Riders looking to get rhythm offensively here with two outs and two aboard. First pitch to Chavi. Swinging a ground ball on two hops out to shortstop. Pineda's got it. Throws the short way onto second in time. Inning over. Fielder's choice 6-4 retires the Riders. They trail 9-7 into the home half of the sixth next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Caglione starts the side for Northwest Arkansas in the bottom of the sixth, and the first pitch is popped up left side of the infield. Rodriguez in from third. He makes the catch right near the cut of the grass. One pitch and a big out to retire Caglione to start the sixth inning. 9-7, Naturals lead the Rough Riders. Spencer Nivens in from the left side. Steven Jennings still out there, his second inning of work. First pitch. Heart of the plate. Called strike 0-1. With 9 runs, 11 hits, and no errors for the Naturals. 7-7-1 for the Rough Riders. 0-1 is chopped off the plate up over the hill. Colley charges, picks in front of the bag, sets his feet, and throws to first for the out. Two away. Two outs on 3 pitches for Jennings in the sixth. Brett Squire is the hitter now. 1-for-3 day with a bunt base hit and a run scored in the fifth. It's been a very odd baseball game so far with a lot of base runners, ton of base traffic on both sides. The pitch, that's outside, 1-0. Through 6 innings, the Riders have had 13 at-bats with runners in scoring position. The Naturals have had 11. The pitch, that's low, and it's 2-0. Naturals are 5-for-11. The Riders 4-for-13. A lot of action in this one tonight. 2-0. Up and away. 3 balls and no strikes. It's been an exciting game. Riders looking for another comeback to try and take the lead. We'll have to come in the top half of next inning. 3-0. Check swing, strike. Outside corner with the fastball. 3-1. And for now, Jennings trying to keep the score where it is right now. Northwest Arkansas is 4-0 this year with their win last night. The pitch. Outside, ball 4. So a 2-out walk to Squires and Peyton Wilson, the hitter. 9-7 Naturals. 4-0 start for Northwest Arkansas. And a really good offensive performance again for the Naturals. Wilson 1-for-2 with a double and a walk. Jennings comes home. It's outside 1-0. Jennings will probably go the 2 innings and then Robbie Ahlstrom maybe out of the bullpen for long. We'll see who else is available out of the pen. 1-0. Outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. Riders used three relievers last night with Ryan Lobus, Brian Magdaleno, and Travis McGregor. So basically anybody but them could come out today. Nick Krauth joining the team earlier today with Avery Weems going on the injured list. This offering just misses. 2-1. So Carlos Cardoza and Julio Valdez have options down in the bullpen. Jennings the 2-1. A line shot into deep center field. Osuna backing. He's there. He makes the chest-high catch. And the inning is over. A two-out walk proves to be harmless for Stephen Jennings. Top of the seventh inning next. It's 9-7. Northwest Arkansas leads the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Mieses begins the seventh for the Riders. 9-7 Frisco trails. First pitch from Ramsey is low and outside. 1-0. 8-9-1 to Mieses, Ian Mahler, Cam Colley. Ramsey pitches. Outside corner, a strike from the long reliever. It's 1-1. Luis Mieses has had a heck of a ball game today. RBI single in the third. 3-run go-ahead home run in the fifth. 1-1. Fouled straight back into the netting. 1-2. Mieses has had a knack for the clutch home run over the last couple seasons in Frisco. He's been fun to watch. 1-2. Breaking ball. Tapped off the plate up the first baseline. Squibbing to Caglione, who fields it while stepping on the bag simultaneously with his left foot. And gets Mieses. One down for nine-hole hitting Ian Mahler. It's now time for our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show spotlight. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 0-1. Josh Young today going 1-for-4 with a double and an RBI, the former Rough Rider for the Rangers in Chicago. 0-1. Fouled back on the ground. It broke a little piece off of Mahler's bat. And he's going to still use it. Okay. There's a splinter on the ground in front of the plate from his bat, but he checked it. It's good to go. And it's 0-2. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swinging a high drive out to deep left field. Down the line. Goodbye. Splinter in the bat. No problem. Ian Mahler on an 0-2 pitch. Leaves the ballpark. It's a one-run game. Mahler with his first career double-A homer. 9-8 Frisco trails. Cam Colley now. The offering. Up and away. One ball and no strikes. So the Rough Rider is using the long ball tonight. That's three of them. 1-0. Up and in. Two balls and no strikes. That ball was a shot off the facing of the wall behind the bullpen. 2-0. Fouled in and out of Jensen's glove. It's 2-1. Rough Riders are not done yet. Trailing by a run. Colley 0-for-2 with two walks, and he swings at this pitch and blasts it into left center, but it hangs up for Diego Hernandez, who curls under it and puts it away. Two down. Our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show spotlight, Josh Young, 1-for-4 with a double driving in a run. The former Rough Rider helped pilot the Rangers in their 6-2 win at Wrigley today. Pitch to Osuna. Up, and it's one ball and no strikes. Day off tomorrow for the Rangers. And then they are continuing their road trip up to Seattle. 1-0. Swinging a foul into Jensen's glove. 1-1 now on the center fielder. So after that day off tomorrow, Friday is going to be a good pitching matchup. 1-1 outside. It's Jacob DeGrom against Bryce Miller. The former Aggie Bryce Miller, the former Arkansas Traveler as well. 2-1. Swinging a foul in and out of Jensen's glove, and it's now 2-2. Against one of the best pitchers in the history of the game, and Jacob DeGrom, who's coming off a relatively tough start by his standards. We're going to get back in the win column. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Osuna down on strikes. Inning over, but Ian Mahler exits the ballpark for the first time in AA in his career. Stretch time here at Arvest Ballpark. 9-8, Rough Riders trail by a run on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Peyton Gray out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the seventh inning. 9-8, Naturals lead. It's been a heck of a ball game tonight. Gray into his wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss against Jordan Groshans. It's 0-1. Groshans has a single and a homer today. He's driven in two. Gray, the third pitcher used by Frisco tonight. The offering. Just slips up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Josh Steven went four innings. He surrendered 9 runs on 10 hits. The pitch. Roshan's fouls it back, and it's 1-2. Steven Jennings then went a couple of innings. He surrendered just 2 base runners on a walk and a hit. 1-2. Up and away, 2-2, but surrendered all 3 inherited runners to score in that 5th inning. And now things turn over to Peyton Gray. The offering is off the outside corner. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes now. The 29-year-old Gray, 6'4", 235 pounds, out of Florida Gulf Coast University. Payoff. Swinging a fly ball out to left field. Niasse's coming in. Now back a couple steps, and he puts it away. Groshans flies out to left, starting the bottom of the 3rd of the order in the 7th, and Jack Pineda in the 8th spot is the batter. 1 prior appearance for Gray this season. He went 1 shutout inning. He walked 1 and hit a batter, but struck out the side. Or excuse me, allowed 1 hit, not hit a batter. He delivers here. This is down low. 1 ball and no strikes. Gray with a bright red glove. It's at the belt. He now raises it, goes into his wine and pitches, and it's fouled back. 1 ball and 1 strike. You may hear the helicopter that is beyond center field. The Arkansas Children's Hospital, which is across the street, right behind center field here. The helicopter landing on top of the Children's Hospital. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball below the zone. It's 1-2. Gray goes behind the mound and kicks some dirt off of his cleats. 4-pitch pitcher. Fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. He delivers the 1-2. Swinging a tapper right of the mound. Gray off the hill. Fields with the red glove. Underhand flip over to first in time. And just gets Pineda for the second out. Diego Hernandez bats now. Naturals 9, Rough Riders 8. Get you our Collin College trivia question in the top of the 8th inning. Gray winds and delivers. Misses down with a changeup, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Hernandez 1-for-3 with an RBI single in the 5th. The pitch. Chopper off the plate, right in front of the plate. Mahler bare hands, steps out in fair territory, throws onto first and gets him. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Peyton Gray. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go top 8. Rough Riders trailing by a run 9-8 on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why Sochiel tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, Sochiel chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of Sochiel chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
Sochiel, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Now for the top of the 8th from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the 8th inning and a new pitcher on the mound. It's Chaz Martinez who takes over for Northwest Arkansas. Riders trailing by a run 9-8. It's 3, 4, and 5 due up against Chaz Martinez, another left-hander. It's been a flurry of left-handers today for the Royals affiliate. Sebastian Walcott starts it, needs a hit to extend his hitting streak to 5 games. 0-for-3 with a walk and a run scored. Martinez readies, and he brings it in. Up and away, 1-0-0. Martinez wearing number 44 on his back. The 25-year-old, native of San Pedro, California, he deals. Walcott fouls it back into Jensen's glove, 1-1. Former 17th round selection in 2022 out of the University of Oklahoma, or Oklahoma University. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1 is just outside. It's 2-1-1. Attendance announced is 2,555 on this Wednesday night. Martinez with one prior appearance this year, an inning in 2/3 against Tulsa over the weekend. He allowed 1 run on 2 hits. The pitch is on the outside corner, a strike. It's 2-2. All right, that trivia question brought to you by Collin College. We hinted at it earlier. Hunter Owen is from Maine, the starting pitcher today for Northwest Arkansas. Not many baseball players have come out of the state of Maine. 2-2. Check swing on a pitch down and in. He was able to hold up, and it's 3-2. There is only one player in baseball history who has made an all-star game from the state of Maine. Our trivia question today is, who is that player? We'll have some hints for you. It's pretty difficult. 3-2. A fly ball lifted down the right field line. It curls foul off the netting. Still 3-2. I'll give you a second to kind of think of it here. The hints are as follows. This player was a 2-time All-Star. Not just a 1-time, but a 2-time All-Star. And time called by Jensen at the last second. And now Nate Hall yelling back and forth with Brooks Conrad, the manager for Northwest Arkansas. Was a pitch clock violation called? Couldn't tell, and here comes Conrad to go out and have a conversation about it. Conrad is pointing down to the bullpen for some reason. Not really sure what this is about. Hall was giving the signal of a reset of the pitch clock. Pitch clock operator must not have seen it because Jensen called time to go out and have a chat with Hernandez, the pitcher. That's a long conversation between these two, and Conrad's not going to win it. So we'll see. It wasn't a pitch clock violation, because if it was, Walcott would be at first base. Instead, it's the fourth mound visit of the day for the Naturals. All right, so 3-2, nobody out starting the eighth. First pitch after that, it's popped up on the right side. Foul ground, Jensen the catcher makes the catch. Walcott pops out. One down in the eighth for Abby. 9-8 Naturals, top of the eighth inning. All right, your next hit for the only Major League All-Star to be from the state of Maine is that he was a relief pitcher who pitched mainly in the 70s and 80s. The pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Now that I'm saying it out loud, I realize how ridiculous this question is. He was a closer for some really good teams, if that's a little bit more of a hint. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Ortiz behind 0-2, chasing a breaking ball away. Your next hint is that this player played 13 years all with one team in the 70s and 80s. A relief pitcher, made 2 All-Star games, all with the Boston Red Sox. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ortiz down on strikes. Tough lefty-lefty matchup there. 2 down, and here's Josh Hatcher. Hatcher has doubled in homeward today. Riders down 9-8. Top of the eighth. 13-year reliever, two-time All-Star with the Boston Red Sox. Your Collin College trivia question answer. We're looking for Bob Stanley. The pitch. Hatcher grounds it back up the middle, and it squeaks through into center. It's a base hit. Wide turnaround first, but Hatcher stops right there. Josh Hatcher, a triple shy of the cycle tonight. Three more hits for him. He's now a remarkable 9-17 to start the season. Keber Rodriguez bats. So Bob Stanley, really tough trivia question. Bob Stanley was the closer on some pretty good Red Sox teams, but it's kind of tough, the pitch. That's the top of the zone of strike, and it's 0-1. It's tough because he was the closer in the times in between the two World Series appearances. He started in 1977, 1 year after they made it, or 2 years after they made it, rather, against the Big Red Machine. The pitch, Hatcher takes off, it's fouled back, and it's 0-2. And really, by the time they made the World Series again in 1986 against the Mets, they were, or he was, kind of on the downslide and had an over 4.5 ERA, was no longer in the closing role for the whole season. So, really tough trivia question, but Bob Stanley is the only player to ever make an All-Star game. He made two of them, being born in Maine. 0-2, swing and a miss. Rodriguez strikes out, inning over. Martinez strikes out two, gives up the base hit to Josh Hatcher. We go bottom eight, 9-8. Northwest Arkansas leads it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch down and in to Gavin Cross at the top of the order from Peyton Gray in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 1-0. Gray has his sign. He winds in the 1-0 pitch. It's on the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Gray threw a 1-2-3 seventh. He's back out for the eighth as the Rough Riders try and hang on to this one-run deficit and give him a chance in the ninth. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Good changeup tailing away from him, and it's 1-2. It's been an eventful game here in Northwest Arkansas. 1-2. Fouled back into Mahler's glove. Strike three. Gray strikes out Cross. His first K of the evening. There's one away. Carter Jensen, the left-handed batter, stands in. Riders fell behind 5-0 in the first. And the left-handed batter stands in. Riders fell behind 5-0 in the first. 2-2. Good looking pitch, trying to get him to swing through it. Gray readies, and the 2-2. Down in the dirt, couldn't get him to fish on a breaking ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. You can't help but have those intrinsic thoughts that you certainly think that something might happen here. Can't force it, though. Try and get the out. The 3-2. Cut on and miss. Strike 3. Got the changeup away. Struck him out. He whiffs the side and sends us to the top of the ninth inning. Riders need a run to tie. 2 to take the lead. Stick with us. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind, the kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, Ryan Hendricks on the pitch for Northwest Arkansas. 9-8, Rough Riders trail the Naturals. Frainer Chavez, Luis Mieses, Ian Mahler due up. It's the bottom third of the order against Ryan Hendricks. Right-handed pitcher works from the third base side of the rubber, and he deals home. Fastball whacked foul into the netting on the left side. It's 0-1. Right-handed pitcher Hendricks dealing with a switch hitter in Chavez, who is batting from the left side, his better side. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball just inside. 1-1. Hendricks, the former big leaguer, pitching with both the Cincinnati Reds and Kansas City Royals in his career. Made his major league debut in 2021. 1-1 pitch. Chavez flicks it in the air, down the line and left, crossing the run. He dives out, and he didn't make the catch. He trapped it. It's a single for Chavi. Cross held his glove up in the air like he had made the catch, but it short-hopped up into his glove. Luis Mieses hits now. Tying run aboard. The pitch. Down and in to Luis Mieses. 1-0. The Riders left fielder has driven in 4 today. An RBI single and a 3-run home run. Hendricks readies and deals. Chavez runs. There's a pop-up out into shallow left field. Cross sprinting in, running under it, makes the catch. Chavez retreats to first. One down. That's a big first out. Because now you can get out of the game without facing Cam Colley and Alejandro Osuna with a ground ball, and you can definitely avoid seeing Osuna if you retire the next two in order. Hendricks ready from the stretch. He pitches home. It's over the heart of the plate with a breaking ball for strike one to Mahler. Mahler hit a solo home run in the seventh. As mentioned, he hit just two all of last year. Throw goes over to first, chasing Chavez back in. Mahler is 1-for-3 today. Hendricks brings it. Chavez runs. It's down and in. Throw down to second. Not in time. Chavez in scoring position with a stolen base. His third of the year. One ball and one strike, and Mahler can tie it with a single. Top of the ninth inning. Riders a 9-8 deficit. Looking to come from behind for the second time in this game. With one out, Hendricks steps off. Wilson, the second baseman, is playing right behind the bag at second, keeping Chavez close. 1-1. Lashed the opposite way, down the right field line, and foul. It's one ball and two strikes on Mahler now. Good idea on a pitch at the bottom of the zone, a 96-mile-an-hour fastball trying to go to the opposite field. Mahler still using that same bat that has a little bit of a splinter off the top of it that he hit the homer with. 1-2. Way outside of the backstop. Chavez takes third. A wild pitch, and now the tying run is just 90 feet away. With one out, the infield comes in. What a ball game on this Wednesday night in Northwest Arkansas. Two and two on Mahler. Hendricks from the stretch. He pitches, swinging a soft ground ball up the third baseline and foul. He stays alive, just reaching out and tapping it down that left side. And it's still two balls and two strikes. Tomorrow, Northwest Arkansas and Frisco will meet at 7:05. Ben Anderson takes the ball against Steven Zoback. Here's the stretch and the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Mahler strikes out on a breaking ball. Two down. It's all up to Cam Colley, who's 0-for-3 today with two walks and a run scored. Colley has twice flied out to center, including once where he flew out to the wall in center field. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way, inside, nearly hit him. Alejandro Osuna is on deck. Hendricks readies from the belt, the 1-0, low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. A nail biter down to the end. Hendricks looks in. He's got his sign. 2-0. Up and in. Three balls and no strikes. Obviously, first base is open, but a left-hander on deck in Osuna, who's proven clutch time and time again. The pitch. Inside corner for strike one. It's 3-1 now on Colley with two outs. Runner at third. Rough Riders trailing 9-8 in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch. Colley takes outside, ball four. Runners on the corners now. Go ahead, run aboard for Osuna. And Jensen goes out and we'll talk with Hendricks. What a finish tonight. Osuna is due. He's 0 for 4 with a hit by pitch and a run scored, but a much better hitter than what he has proved in the early part of the season. So Osuna, the left-handed batter, faces the right-hander, former big leaguer Hendricks. Osuna has struck out in each of his last three plate appearances. Colley leads from first, Chavez from third. The pitch. Osuna takes a fastball down the heart of the plate at 95 for a strike. It's 0-1. 9 runs, 11 hits for the Naturals. 8 runs, 10 hits for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Swinging a fly ball, hit to deep center field. Hernandez going back at the warning track. He's at the fence. It's gone! Alejandro Osuna puts the Riders in front. A 3-run homer. Oh, baby! 11-9, Rough Riders lead it. What a moment. 0-for-4 on the night, doesn't matter. A signature moment in the early part of this season in an incredible baseball game. Oh, wow. First pitch to Sebastian Walcott is low and away. It's 1-0. Unreal. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch to Walcott is grounded foul at the plate. It's 1-1. What a game. 3-run go-ahead homer for Alejandro Osuna here in the ninth. The 1-1. Up and in, and they hit Walcott. Oh, he throws the bat in frustration. Walcott hit in the left arm up by the shoulder. And he takes first. I don't think there's any intent there. Abimelech Ortiz the batter now. Left-handed batter. And a throw over to first, not in time. 11-9, Riders lead it. 3-run go-ahead shot for Alejandro Osuna. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Up and away. 1-0. Well, you couldn't ask for a much better ball game, no matter how this one shakes out. Stretch and the pitch. Straightens him up on a pitch up and in. 2-0. Hendricks delivers. It's high, 3-0. He's struggling with his command, and there is action out of the bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. Here's the stretch for Hendricks. And the 3-1, Ortiz takes up ball four. Well, Josh Hatcher to the plate now. It's Ben Sears who's loosening in the bullpen. And they're going to stick with Hendricks. Hatcher has 3 hits tonight. He's a triple shy of the cycle. Here's the stretch and the offering. Down and in. 1-0. So he has a chance here. The Riders have never had a triple in their franchise's history. Never had a cycle. The pitch is down and in. And Hatcher went. The ball gets away from the catcher, Jensen, and Walcott takes third. So a wild pitch. One ball and one strike. 11-9 Rough Riders, top of the ninth inning. And a quick mound visit for Carter Jensen. Going out and having a chat. And the home plate umpire, Nate Hall, out there as well, trying to break it up. Now he's back behind home plate. Runners at first and third. Rough Riders would love to add on here. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That's into right center for a hit. Walcott in to score. Ortiz hustling from first to third. The throw goes into second, and Hatcher's out there. So the inning comes to a close, but Hatcher with four hits today drives in an extra run. It's now 12-9 as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders try to win this baby in come-from-behind fashion when we come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGservice.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
What a ball game on this Wednesday night. Riders lead it 12-9 going into the bottom of the ninth inning. And Robbie Ahlstrom is out for the save. Ahlstrom trying to become the third pitcher to record a save this season for the Rough Riders. He faces Spencer Nivens, Brett Squires, Peyton Wilson, middle third of the order for Northwest Arkansas. The left-hander ready to go, and he fires in. Fastball popped up right side out of play, 0-1. Ahlstrom, the ultimate competitor out of the mound. He'll talk to himself. He'll talk to the hitter. He'll play mind games. He'll grunt as he throws. He's ready from the stretch. And the Eugene, Oregon native pitches home. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball. It's 0-2. Ahlstrom, fastball, curveball, splitter, and slider. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Down, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ahlstrom, he grunts when he throws sometimes. He said he was trying it out of the bullpen one time and just joking around as he was doing it, making some guys laugh. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider away, he picks up the strikeout. Robbie Ahlstrom with the K. Brett Squires bats now. And he said he actually felt like it was helping him a little bit throw a little harder. So he just kept doing it. And why not? Robbie Ray does it. He won a Cy Young. First pitch to Brett Squires. He shows bunt, pulls back, watches outside, 1-0. 12-9 Riders, bottom of the ninth inning in what has been a crazy game and a definite contender for early best game of the year for the Riders. 1-0. Inside, two balls and no strikes. Once down 5-0, then down 9-7, and now up 12-9. 2-0 pitch. Strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 2-1. Rough Riders tomorrow will turn to Ben Anderson. His first start of the year. 2-1 pitch. Check swing. Strike at the top of the zone. 2-2. Steven Zoback, one of the top pitching prospects in the Royals org and the top prospect on the pitching side on this team, we'll go on the other side. A couple right-handers dueling it out. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the curveball off the outside corner. Robbie Ahlstrom with his second strikeout. Two away, and that's now five consecutive strikeouts by Rough Riders pitching. The Naturals haven't had a base runner since Brett Squires walked in the sixth. That's 10 consecutive retired by Rough Riders pitching. Offering into Peyton Wilson. He swings, grounds it foul back behind home. It's 0-1. They haven't had a hit since Diego Hernandez's RBI single in the fifth inning. No, impressive stuff for the Riders. Ahlstrom readies. And the 0-1 pitch. Down and in. Ball and a strike. 12-9, Rough Riders lead it. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. One ball and one strike. Robbie has his sign. He sets. Third base side of the rubber. Kicks in. Curveball inside. 2-0. Or 2-1, rather. He is a high leg kick guy. It's not a straight leg kick. He brings his knee up while his right leg almost slides alongside his left leg and then kicks home. He fires. On the inside corner, slider for a strike. Splitter, rather, for a strike. Two and two. Down to their final strike, the pitch. Fouled back. Still two balls and two strikes. Riders infield straight up and deep. Outfield just a pull. Switch hitter Wilson batting from the right side. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. An exclamation point on a fantastic night of baseball for the Riders. Frisco wins 12-9. Oh, man. The pitching staff strikes out the last six in a row. But how about the offense on the comeback? The Rough Riders erase a 5-run and 3-run deficit. Alejandro Osuna, one of many heroes tonight, with a go-ahead 3-run home run in the top of the ninth inning. And the Riders win their first game of this series. Wow, what a ball game. We'll break it down in the post-game show when we come back. Riders win 12-9 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Done yet. Post-game coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
What a ball game. What a finish from Arbez Ballpark. We welcome you into post-game coverage. Riders win it by a final score of 12-9 on this Wednesday night. Zach Bigley alongside you. Well, the Rough Riders had a lot of opportunities to let this game slip away from them, but they just would not relent. And they end up coming from behind, down 5 runs, down 3 runs later on in the game, and winning it 12-9. Final line score is 12 runns on 12 hits for the Rough Riders. They committed one error, and they stranded 11 on base. On the other side for the Naturals, 9 runs on 11 hits, no errors. They stranded 6 on the base paths. Great night for the offense, not so great night for the starting pitching in particular. Naturals... Hunter Owen went 2 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs on 2 hits. He walked 5. The Rough Riders starting pitcher, Josh Steven, he allowed 9 runs, 8 of them earned on 10 hits over 4 innings. And the Rough Riders do end up winning it because of their offense, not because of their pitching staff. Northwest Arkansas scored 5 runs in the bottom of the first inning of this game and took a 5-0 lead, and it looked like it was going to be all she wrote after really an incredible offensive performance yesterday and a dominating win overall yesterday for the Naturals. But in baseball, you can't think of yesterday when you're talking about today. And the Rough Riders were able to erase that 5-0 deficit to come back to 5-3 in the third after 3 runs came across and an infield RBI single from Abimelech Ortiz, a sac fly from Keber Rodriguez, and another infield RBI single from Luis Mieses. In the bottom of the third inning, Northwest Arkansas increased their lead to 3 with a Jordan Groshen solo home run, but the Riders came back to take the lead in the fifth. Josh Hatcher homered in the fifth, and then a 3-run go-ahead home run from Luis Mieses put them up 7-6, but Northwest Arkansas, they volleyed right back in the bottom half of the fifth inning. RBI single for Diego Hernandez after an RBI fielder's choice by Jack Pineda, and then a sacrifice fly off the bat of Gavin Cross. And all of a sudden, it was 3 more runs for Northwest Arkansas. They took a 9-7 lead. Though, the Rough Riders were not done with the long ball either. In the seventh, Ian Mahler, after hitting just 2 homers last year, clubbed his first of 2025 to make it a 1-run game. And then in the ninth inning, with 2 outs, Alejandro Osuna on an 0-1 count hammered a 3-run go-ahead homer to center. Josh Hatcher added on an RBI single, and the Rough Riders, they won it 12-9. We'll go through scores when we come back on our post-game coverage. We'll also set up tomorrow's pitching matchup and more as we continue our broadcast tonight. Rough Riders win 12-9. We'll be right back here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at RidersBaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Arvest Ballpark one final time on this Wednesday night. Zach Bigley alongside you. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 12-9, and what a game it was. Frisco victorious for the third time this season. They moved to 3-2 on the year. Northwest Arkansas handed their first loss. They are now 4-1. The Rough Riders were not the only Texas affiliate, as they are playing tonight, rather. The AAA Round Rock Express, they fell to Oklahoma City 7-5, while High A Hub City, they clubbed Wilmington 14-3, and Hickory at the low A level, they went over Augusta after a no-hitter last night 6-2, another good pitching performance. Elsewhere in the Texas League, every game final except for Amarillo and Springfield out in Hodgetown. Amarillo a 9-8 victory, or I should say lead currently in the 8th inning against Springfield. While elsewhere in the league, Arkansas a 9-2 win over Tulsa, as the Drillers are now 1-4 to start the season. Corpus Christi, they fall to 1-4 as well as San Antonio's 4-1, and they win it 8-4 over the Hooks. Midland, they win it 8-4 as well over Wichita. And that's our look at our Texas League scoreboard. The Rangers earlier today victorious in Chicago 6-2 over the Cubs. They have a day off tomorrow, and then they'll head on the road to Seattle to start a weekend series with the Mariners. Tomorrow, the Rough Riders and Naturals will be ready for Game 3 of this series. Ben Anderson takes the ball. His first start of the season against Steven Zoback, who's the number one pitching prospect in the Naturals starting rotation for the Kansas City Royals. 7:05 first pitch will be on the air at 6:50 for the Cacique pregame show. That's going to do it for us tonight. Our thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. On behalf of everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders, my name is Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Riders win it by a final score of 12-9 on this gorgeous day for baseball. It turned out to be a wonderful baseball game. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for a 7:05 first pitch, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!